You're listening to Morning Edition here on 88.1 WVPE. I'm Michael Linville. It's great to have your company on the program this morning. The University of Notre Dame's Warren Golf Course will be holding the 40th U.S. Senior Open next week, Monday, June 24th through Sunday the 30th. And this morning, I'm pleased to be joined by the championship director of this event, Steve Niemann. He's here to tell us about how preparations are going at the golf course, what all is entailed to get Warren ready for the tournament, and some other news about tickets and things you'll want to know before you head out for the event next week. Mr. Niemann, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So you're the championship director of this event. What does that entail exactly?
Well, that's, I like to joke with people that what it means is I have the biggest target on my back, I think, for the week. But, it's about running a business. You know, we're running a multi-million-dollar business, and I'm blessed to have a great staff, and, you know, they're the ones, along with the volunteers, that really run it. And I like to spend my time saying thank you to a lot of people. I've been here for a while and living in this market, and, it's important to maintain these relationships when we're gone, and that will happen very quickly when this is over.
Yeah, I read where you have been in South Bend now for 3 years. You actually moved here. You bought a house here to get the community and the Warren Golf Course ready. Can you tell me what all that entails?
Well, it meant leaving my family in Nashville, and we have three kids now in college, and they would come up here, and I would go home, and I couldn't get them to come, though, in the winter, Michael. I just don't understand why they wouldn't come up, but they sure enjoyed the times that they could come up. But we bought a little home on the south side and moved in it in October of 16, but I had been up here working since August of 2016. So, it's important to move into the communities where we do these events. You learn the culture, you learn about the people, and I enjoy that part of my job a great deal. And, it's been a wonderful experience for both me and our entire family, and I'm looking forward to having them up here for the championship, obviously, the last week of June.
I imagine a lot of courses would like to be able to host the U.S. Senior Open. How did the Warren go about convincing you that they had a great venue for the event?
You know, it's interesting how USGA events work, and a big tip of the hat, obviously, to John Foster, who's our general chairman for the championship and the GM here at the Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame. You know, he worked pretty tirelessly over the last 10 years building his resume, and when I say that, building the golf course's resume, hosting some qualifying events, hosting some bigger USGA events, and, you just build the resume. And, this is a small market, and there was a lot of discussion, I understand, before I got here and before this was granted to this community and to the university as the host, as to whether or not this small of a market could actually handle it. And I would tell you that I think everyone that's going to be a part of this in a few days is going to see why we all believe that the USGA made a great selection by having this U.S. Senior Open here for 2019.
I'd like to ask about the course itself. Specifically, I've played the Warren before, and I managed to par a hole or two, which means the pros would destroy it. I have to expect that you've made some changes to the course to make it suitable for professional players. What kind of changes have you made?
Well, interestingly enough, this golf course is so good. I remember the first time I drove in here before I actually took the job, and I looked around at this place, and I just thought, gosh, this looks like a different type of public golf course. And as far as the changes go, Mr. Kaur and Mr. Crenshaw took a beautiful piece of land, and they didn't really change a whole lot of it when they built the golf course. And I think that is held true to the preparations over the last really couple of years. People that have played it, you won't see any changes to the golf course. You're going to see a different routing of the golf course, but that was done for fan accessibility and corporate hospitality and those types of things. It's just a much more user-friendly product when you bring 125,000 to 150,000 people into a 200-acre plot of land. We want them to get around efficiently and be able to enjoy their time here, and so that was why the rerouting was done. But people that have played the golf course and come out for the championship, I think, are going to be pleasantly surprised that they're not going to see a lot of changes to it. Now, when you play it, there'll be a few changes. There were some bunker repositionings that they did about a year and a half ago, and the mow lines are going to be a little bit different, obviously, to bring the fairways in. But I think that is a very nice feature of the Warren Golf Course, is that it was a really good golf course to begin with. So it's nice to see that they didn't have to make a whole lot of changes to it.
You just talked about the tens of thousands of people you're going to have on any given day on a 200-acre property. Lord knows you're praying for good weather, but you can't control that kind of thing. If inclement weather happens, where do you go with all those people?
Well, it just depends. You know, we expect, 30,000, 25 to 30,000 people on our weekend days. And, there's three different levels of weather warnings, if you will. And, obviously, we'd hope that we don't get the third one, because that means that everybody has to leave the golf course. And we obviously tell people there will be an in and out policy, that when people, because you can walk right in to from your parking lot, which is another great feature of the Warren Golf Course and the surrounding land, that, you come to a major championship, you're usually getting on a bus, right?
Right.
You're driving 20 minutes to get to and from the golf course. So, we'll allow people to go in certain weather conditions, if need be, hopefully, right, Michael, knock on wood.
Right.
But our preparations are very stringent and they're very strict relative to what weather delay situation that we're in. We communicate it very, very effectively to all of our volunteers and to all the patrons throughout the golf course. We have a lot of leaderboards and we'll give very specific instructions. So hopefully we won't get into that place, but if we do, I hope that everyone will understand that safety is our number one priority when we get in that situation, and we'll communicate effectively with what we need people to do.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the ticket packages. I assume there are tickets still available?
Yes, sir, there are. We have tickets available online at our website, which is 2019 U.S. Senior Open. There's a ticket drop-down page. You can purchase tickets right there. It's very easy to use. We have both gallery and our upscale area called Irish Club, which is selling like hotcakes. That's on the overlooks the 17th fairway. But we understand people's lives are very busy, and we will have tickets available on site at our main entry in our admissions and our will call area. There's a large trailer there that people can walk right up and buy their tickets.
And I understand you can buy single day tickets, you can buy package tickets, and two things really jumped out at me. Youth tickets. All youths 18 years of age and younger will be admitted onto the championship grounds for free when they're accompanied by a ticketed adult. That's really something.
Yeah, that's a wonderful initiative that the USGA has, and I love it. 18 and under get in free, as you said, with the ticketed adult, up to 9 kids. So, it's a great thing too, as the summer months are rolling, out here, and moms that maybe aren't working or dads that aren't working can put together a group of kids in the neighborhood and bring them out here. But that is every day of the championship, Monday through Sunday. 18 and under get in free.
And you're also doing something special for military members and veterans as well.
We sure are. Monday is our Military Appreciation Day. We'll have a special ceremony to thank our military at 1 o'clock on Monday around hole number 12. And we've got some special seats in our hospitality structures that we're going to allow military and their family to sit in all day and watch the practice rounds. But military get in free, military active veterans, whatever classification of military, will get in free all week. And then we're offering half price tickets to their family throughout the week as well.
Well, Mr. Niemann, is there anything else I need to know about the 40th U.S. Senior Open that begins next week at the Warren Golf Course?
We just want to make sure everybody knows about it and appreciate the support, Michael, and we look to put on a great show and make people very proud in this region to have something like this in our backyard. So thank you very, very much.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate you telling us about it, and, we're going to help you pray for good weather next week.
That I could use some help with, it looks like. So we, everybody that can send that prayer up, it would be appreciated.
All right, very well. Well, you make it a great day.
Thank you, Michael. You as well.
That was Steve Niemann, the championship director for the 40th U.S. Senior Open, which is taking place next week, June 24th through the 30th, at the University of Notre Dame's Warren Golf Course. You can get information about parking, ticketing policies, and things of that nature on our website at wvpe.org. You're listening to Morning Edition here on 88.1 WVPE, WVPE HD1, Elkhart South Bend, and online at wvpe.org. This is a listener-supported service of the Elkhart Community Schools.